We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tanya J. Powers for Fox News Radio. Today I'm spending a few moments with, guys, I know this is just going to be more hilarious than you could possibly imagine. Stephen Baldwin is here. Thank you for being here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. He's had me rolling, laughing, even before the mics got turned
good.
On.
Good!
This is your last interview of the day, so this one's going to go off the rails.
What's
your
name again?
Now. Tanya.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I met your producer.
I'm really good about
this. And she creeped me out. She seemed like I already kind of related her to like my big sister Beth. Like, if I really make a mistake, I'm getting like punched hard in the arm.
So you should know not to mess with her.
But in that way, like, where even if you're a man and you're strong, you have to go, wow, that really hurt. You have to really just be man enough to admit it. And now I'm faced with you. She was the appetizer.
Faced with you. That I've never actually heard it put like that.
I just think that in a chaotic situation, you can hold your own.
Something tells me
I come in peace.
Whatever you think just comes right out your mouth. Is that accurate? Do I have a good handle on this?
I told you she was smart. Not everything. Not everything.
Oh, my goodness.
If that was the case, I'd be hosting SNL right now. Anyway.
I hear you could probably put in a good word for you there.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
You have a new movie out. It's called The Least of These.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. I know it hits theaters very soon, and this is I would call it a faith-based film. Is that, that's not a stretch, right?
Oh, no. Because of the subject matter, mm-hmm. Which within the realm and industry of faith-based movies, mm-hmm. We just saw, again, a lot of success with I Can Only Imagine with Dennis Quaid, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
That was a much bigger budgeted thing with a bunch of the fancier guys that produce the big Christian movies now. And they'll remain nameless. They're friends of mine. this really, truly is an indie passion labor of love made by some born-again Christians from India who now live in America and work back and forth. And the story of Graham Staines, who was an Australian missionary in India, mm-hmm. had been there 15 years until 1999 when he lost his life along with his 10-year-old and 7-year-old sons quite savagely. They were burned to death alive mm-hmm. by some radicalized Hindis who believed that Graham Staines, who was there working for 15 years with a medical clinic for those suffering with leprosy. Leprosy in the Hindi religion and Indian culture is a curse.
Oh.
If you ever had it and your skin's discolored, whatever, even if you're healed of it, doesn't matter, you're cursed. So they're an outcast. So Graham Staines' I'd say humanitarian work was to the leprosy and the lepers. But then, because it's illegal within Indian law to proselytize another faith, he would on occasion, within that platform of his medical reality, if somebody said, hey, what do you believe? That's legal. You could mm-hmm. say, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a this, that, and then give somebody a Bible, whatever, you know, but not go out in the street and stand on a soapbox. So unfortunately, Graham Staines lost his life. And it is unfortunate because it's just one of those wonders that, you know, this is a Romans 8:28 where, you know, something bad happens, but you always say, oh, well, God's going to use it for good. And I challenge God a lot in my walk of faith because I'll say, well, you know, could he have helped more people if he didn't die? Or now with the movie, is it going to help more people, you know, come to know you? And probably. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't change the fact that for me, to be given the opportunity as an actor to work on a picture about a real guy and then have to sleep at night after, you know, did I really do justice and honor the legacy of that person's walk of faith? And I think we're pretty good. I think we're close. I think the movie is quite beautiful. I'm going to circle back now for a second about Christian film because The Least of These, is a picture of is a biopic, but the testimony of Graham Staines is kind of weaved throughout the film and that story. But it's not like a documentary film. This mm-hmm. what we've done is it's based on that testimony, but then quite beautifully. And I've been doing this quite a while. Our writer Andrew really has written a beautiful script where we take the story of a journalist in India, fictitionally, who's given the assignment of investigating this guy, Graham Staines, and then we tell you the actual events.
Gotcha.
You know, but within that storyline. And it really makes the film, in my mind, just a riveting, dramatic, almost thriller, because it's in that context now. But when you add to that that this guy really died with his two sons, that's kind of the thing that made me want to participate in it, because now it becomes universal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're a brother, if you're a sister, if you have a niece, you have a nephew, to think of the horror of that, so somebody losing their life with their children,
mm-hmm.
That's one of those things now where the movie for me is, hey, want to go see that Christian movie? No. I've been an actor a long time, and I don't make a lot of movies as an actor much anymore. I just don't. Because I'm just not interested in unless it's something like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's called, excuse me, it's called The Least of These. It's important to know the website. It's leastofthese.movie. Everybody thinks it's .com. Leastofthese.movie takes you right to the website. You watch the trailer. It shows you all the theaters. There's 800 theaters February 1st that will be showing the film. So you can share it with your church, your faith, whoever you want. And then, again, can I continue?
Yeah, keep going.
So the part that's cool for me is, again, I've been doing this a while. This is a little movie, a passion project. This is one of those little indie Christian films that really came together right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The cinematography, the direction, the all of it, the writing. It's a great little indie film. They say cool little movies like this that succeed. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, the best movies are, you know, a good movie, well done. Well, this movie is a great little movie, very well done.
Mm-hmm.
And the response has been astronomical. They're adding theaters every week now because it's kind of catching on now a little bit. And for me, again, it's Graham Staines was a medical guy who had a clinic, but almost quite the opposite of me, literally quite the opposite of me. This was a guy who walked the walk,
mm-hmm.
kept his head down, minded his own business, tried not to be controversial, trusted his God. Things happened a certain way. And the most cool thing, well, I shouldn't say cool, but kind of the first identifier of maybe how God was using this was immediately after his death. His widowed remaining wife, Gladys, and daughter, Esther, were there. And as you can imagine, media was all over their front yard. And Gladys Staines came out and said, hey, just, you know, this is horrible and we're mourning and this is terrible. But we want all of India to know that our first statement is we forgive the people who did this. That was the headline all over India.
Wow.
So that's the first kind of spiritual shockwave this story started. Then Graham Staines within global international missions is now kind of a, you know, an icon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a bit of a mystery story. And now this film has come along. And again, it's just a very sweet little film that we hoped would point people to an example of a guy. You just heard the story about the kid that went to the island and lost his life and all that. I mean, that was that God bless that kid. He did what he thought he had to do. Here's a guy, same thing, but he didn't choose this outcome. You know what I mean? He trusted in whatever outcome. But the actors involved in the pictures, too. Some people have seen October Baby, which was a big pro-life film a couple of years back, mm-hmm. but well done by I'm going to forget those names, Larry. Look it up for me. I'm going to say the wrong brother's name as directors, but it'll come to me in a minute. Look it up for October Baby. The directing team that did that, and then they'll edit this later. Praise God.
I don't know. Will we edit this later?
It's your show, sister. But my point to that is Sherry Rigby played the lead role in October Baby. She plays Gladys Staines in this movie. Very talented actress. Mm-hmm. And a guy from India named Sharman Joshi is so brilliant. He's kind of a he does film and but he loves theater because he's a real actor. And he was in a big film called Three Idiots. The most successful feature film ever in the history of Indian cinema is Three Idiots. It's a comedy. And Sharman plays the journalist in this picture. And I'm not going to say that obvious award statement, but the guy smokes his performance. I mean, the guy just is incredible. I've worked with many wonderful actors, some of them Oscar winners. And this guy really showed up. So for me, that's the thing that's so cool. I don't want to be in Mission Impossible. I don't. I want to be in this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because this is the thing that some kid could see. What'd she say?
The Irwin brothers.
Yeah. The Irwin brothers. Like I said, directed October Baby.
Right.
And actually they did I Can Only Imagine. So
really?
I should have known that. Coffee hasn't kicked in yet, sister. but I say that because there's really great Christian films coming out now that are just a little bit they're trying to do it the right way instead of cut corners and do it cheaper and this and that. And I, but this one with the performances, with the final cut, what we've seen now, and already the response, you know, this one has been given the approval of the family and et cetera, and. We're just again. I'm really kind of like that kid in that like name a church event. You know, a wedding, a this, a that, a funeral. You know, you're going into that church because you know there's something that's about to happen because you're in a church. Mm-hmm. There's that reverie you have, so to speak.
Right.
Well, that's where I'm at right now. This movie's opening February 1st, and there's a reverence I have towards it, but just because of who this guy was, and it blessed me to. Have the privilege to play him, and then the cast, and then the word, and now the reaction. So, I'm very excited.
Did you meant you talked about the family and his widow? Did you get to meet them? Was it intimidating to play? This is not the first time you've played an actual person, like a real life person,
right.
Where you've had to take on their life.
Wow, she just reminded me of something. Gosh, she's good.
Tell everybody.
If I win the lotto, can I just give you a bunch of money to go do your own big show and put billboards everywhere and just Fox can just kiss your tush? Let's wait for it.
Let's wait and
see what happens.
You know, I don't want to count any chickens at this point.
She's like going, do I want
to
tell Fox?
He's trying to get
knew me. He might say something
trying
like
to
that.
Get me in trouble. That's what he's trying to do.
But what did you say again?
This is not the first time you've played a role that's based on an actual person. Was that intimidating? Does it bother you? Did you meet the family?
You also asked me about Gladys.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So here's something I haven't said in any interview. You ready?
Yes.
So I have back-end participation on this movie.
Okay.
And the boys that run it know that, right? All of my future profits, and they didn't pay me a lot up front to do this movie, I'll be honest with you. I'm not afraid to say it. There's going to be actually... Don't discuss those, you know, my taking the green M&Ms out of my dressing room. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I did this because I was first hired on as a consultant to develop the film. Mm-hmm. Then they said, if we can't find a guy to play Graham, you're playing him. And I went, great. Love you too. So, but that's normal movie making.
Right.
So for me, when the door opened for me to play him, it was like, wow, answered prayer. God, this is cool. I only want to make movies that I want to make. But the clinic, his real original clinic, is still functioning. It's still in India, being run by Dr. Ghosh, who was there when this incident happened. I met them and we filmed at the clinic. Some of the sequences are there.
At the actual place where he worked.
At the actual leprosy clinic that is still run under the leadership of Gladys Staines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all my proceeds, all my back-end participation, like, if the movie makes $20 million, praise God. Oh, I'll see a bunch. Pretty good. Not a lot.
What you're saying is you're buying when we all go to dinner. Is that what that means?
If the film that's makes $20 million, we're all going to the clinic.
I think that's what I heard.
We're going to India.
All right.
But no, if the film makes $20 million, I'll get X. Mm-hmm. Let's say that's $10,000. Whatever it is coming to me, I'm donating to the clinic for the rest of my life. Any residual check that comes from this in the future, I'm donating. I'm going to call my bookkeeper and say, anything from this movie, you cash it out and send it to these guys. Because that's what it's about for me. That's putting your money where your mouth is. I got to be careful now. Because sometimes you can say stuff that other celebrities be like, nom, nom, nom. That doesn't mean write a check to donate to a cause you think is cool. That means I didn't just play the guy. I want to make sure his legacy continues. Not just a movie, but the his motivation. His motivation was to the least of these. See? So I'm really about how do you put your money where your mouth is, walk the walk, talk the talk. So I'm excited to do that. The, when this airs, those producer guys would be like, oh, my God, he's giving his money away. Right? Right? But that's okay. So there's your scoop. Baldwin donates all proceeds to Staines Medical Clinic in India.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And you should challenge Alec to do a matching fund. So every $100,000 I donate in the future, Alec has to match it.
You would probably be a better person to challenge him than me. The last time I saw Alec.
No. You're like getting me to say stuff and do stuff. You could probably get him to do it too.
This is going to fall under your expertise level. The last time I saw him, it was on a red carpet, and I don't think he was real happy to see me. It's just the look I got. I'm guessing you've seen the look.
Did it have that sign behind you?
Sort of. And the sign that says Fox News may have been on my mic flag at the time, so you can imagine the look that may or may not have come from your brother's face.
Is there a camera in here?
And I've got a picture of it.
Really can't.
I've actually got a picture of it.
Don't want anybody to ever see how hard I'm laughing right now.
Steve, I think we're going to have
to have it. Next time, cover it. Just kind of like do like prayer hands like this and, hey, Alec, like that.
I can't.
And then what's like... Look. 10 seconds into it, look, goes, so no, anyway.
No.
And they go like, booyah. Hey.
I love that you're giving me advice on
how
to
Jedi mind trick.
He's telling me how to antagonize Alec Baldwin.
One, buddy.
This is the best interview ever. I'm just going to tell you. Okay. Let me ask you something else. I know that you're busy with the you're promoting the movie. And you're talking about the least of these.
Yep. Alec, see the movie. Yeah. I sent him the promo, and
you know he listens to this. You know he listens to this podcast, right?
He's going to hear about this one. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm sure he is.
No, we're buds. We've been talking again since the election, so things are going good.
That's good.
But I don't think he's going to promote this movie.
Probably not. But hey, no, he's okay. At least
he's a doll.
At least you're talking to him.
He's a good fella.
That's good.
He's just got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
He's
I whispered it. You didn't hear me, right?
I did hear that. I cannot lie about this.
No, but he feels the same way, so it's good. But let's move on, because really, trust me. Exactly.
We're just
Tanya, baby.
We're just going with the wind.
Let's shift gears.
You are busy with a whole different realm of things. You have wedding planning going on in your life as well, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. Come on. You know, well, what I'm talking about. I understand that your daughter... maybe having a large wedding to kind of supplement the wedding that she held last year. And so just kind of curious about that.
I can't say too much.
I understand.
But I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, my daughter and her husband are focused on being married and having fun.
Yeah.
And being in love. So the plans for the spiritual ceremony are kind of in flux.
Yeah.
Until they put that all, as you can imagine, with the way they live and kind of the focus of the world on them, it kind of takes planning a little bit more. A
lot of planning.
Precisely.
Yes. You know?
That's the truth.
I also have another question for you. A minute ago, because you were talking about how you make movies that you want to make now. These are the kinds of things that you want to do, and that's one of the reasons that we're talking about the least of these. You also mentioned one of the co-stars of that movie and how he's done theater, and you called him a real actor.
Yeah.
Any plans for you to do theater?
Well, I did something on the boards, so to speak.
The boards.
I just showed my age. A pastor in Chicago wrote a great book called Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross. Mm-hmm. Colin Smith is that guy's name. Well, they asked me to do an audiobook, and then after that they asked me to do a one-man show with me doing a staged version of that book, and that is called Heaven, How I Got Here, An Evening with the Thief on the Cross. If you Google it, it's on YouTube right
now. Wow.
You'll see me doing a one-man show, playing multiple characters, doing this thing. And it was awesome. I hadn't done it in 20 years. Mm-hmm. I think that idea is a company I'm building right now, meaning, which, by the way, that Thief on the Cross that I just described, which was the play, was then filmed. So if you go to christiancinema.com right mm-hmm. now, you can look up Stephen Baldwin, Thief on the Cross. It'll show you the film version of that staged play. Mm-hmm. And it's been used around every Easter for 2 or 3 years, and it's been broadcasting around the world, the audiobook, and it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So it's just one more thing I could do. It's a piece of content that keeps preaching, so to speak, which is really neat. But now what I want to do is like the same thing, only with more plays, depending on what they are. And just start putting up plays on a stage just to be filmed. So like if a kid never saw the stage version of The Cherry Orchard mm-hmm. or whatever it is, imagine starting a film company where you do the staged plays. Now listen, we're on Fox News and somebody could probably steal this idea very quickly. But I don't care. I just think I hope everybody does it. Wouldn't it be cool to just put on plays and film them? To make them available so you can see and experience the words and the script of the play if nobody's doing it around the corner.
That's pretty good, though. I mean, especially now that you don't have to depend on – it's like social media. You don't have to depend on the original avenues that everybody's always taken to get things out to the public.
Why isn't there a Netflix of plays?
There's your idea.
There's my billion-dollar
idea. There's your
billion-dollar
idea right
there.
And
you know what? Bill O'Reilly is right now writing.
somebody's going, hey,
right?
Wait a minute.
Netflix for plays.
That's a good idea.
Steal it from that baby Baldwin now. What does he know? Killing Baby Baldwin is my next text, my next book title by Bill O'Reilly. Sorry. Go ahead. I got her. I got her.
I think it took like 30 minutes, but you finally did. That's impressive.
Tanya's brain just shut down with laughter, people.
Are you always like this on set? Do your coworkers laugh this much around you? Or is this just special for us?
That guy's been working with Billy Graham for 33 years. He's been cracking up for a week.
Now, you got to tell people
you
who you're talking about.
You want to know if the Lord's got a sense of humor? I've been with Billy Graham for 33 years. Now I got Stephen Baldwin. Jesus, help me.
What did you do, Larry? I mean, who did you offend?
I'm paying my dues.
Okay. He's paying his dues. I see how this works. Usually people pay dues on the front end of their career. Larry, who is the PR guru who is
sitting over here
off mic.
Oh, that's funny.
He's apparently paying his dues in the back end of his career.
But now, you're like a therapist. You can calm me kind of with your Jedi mind tricks. But this guy's like so anointed. He's like Yoda.
Yes.
Like somebody cuts me off when I'm driving and I'm like, you said, he just goes, help you, I will. You know what I mean? He just looks at me like.
You let him drive, Larry?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, it's actually, we're in a car with a driver. Somebody cut off the driver and
okay,
I rolled down the window.
I understand. There we go.
Take him back to Massapequa, if you know what I'm saying, huh? And he goes, no, Stephen. Larry will go, no, Stephen, not Massapequa, Bethlehem. Take him to Bethlehem, Stephen. All right, Larry.
will you please come back again and talk to us at some other
time? Sure. You're nice.
Well, thank you.
You're not like everybody else at Fox. Remember what I was saying on the way in? What did I say on the – who on the family – on the Fox News family poster, I looked at one individual. I went, ew, that one's creepy. But we'll never identify who it was.
I don't even know who it was. So I can't tell anybody now.
It's
see,
a mystery
because
until
I don't
I return,
know.
Tanya.
Then you have to come back and tell the story again, like the whole thing. Because part of me thinks you don't ever tell half a story.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Except a little
Remember
bit
what
ago,
I said at the top of the interview? I went, I don't know what you're talking about. It ends like that too, Tonya.
It ends like that. It's, the reality we're just is, coming back the
reality
around to the
is
end.
I've entered into this small media box with you. We've had our own little kind of intergalactic vortex of our own communications here, right?
Right, absolutely. I would call
and
this
it's
a
over.
Vortex.
It's
yes.
over. It's over.
It's been lovely.
Now when you see somebody, when you see colleagues in the future and they say, do you know Stephen Baldwin? You go like this, you go, and walk away. That's all you do.
That's all
you
I have to do.
You don't explain it.
That's all I have to do.
Because if they don't know the vortex, they're out.
They're out.
They're just not part of the family. It's leastofthese.movie, not .com. Least of these
from the vortex. Movie. Yes. Stephen Baldwin, thank you for coming to spend a few moments with us today.
How much do you love me right now that I made her brain shut down? I actually saw it happen. It was awesome. She's like, oh, dang it, the little rascal.
This is the way he describes things.
Thanks, Tonya. Are we done?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are we signing off?
I'm Tonya J. Powers. This is Fox News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.